the Great Depression. At the end of the 1920s, the world was struck by a global depression. Many countries faced terrible economic problems. The blame was placed on the crash of the New York Stock Exchange in 1929. However, that's not the only reason for the economic crisis. It is far too simplistic to view the stock market crash as a single cause of the Great Depression. A healthy economy can recover from such a contraction.
In the beginning of the 1920s, America's economy was at its peak. People wanted to expand, but workers couldn't keep up with the demands, so they started to slow down. Companies were getting richer by the second, which caused wages to increase and a wider distribution of wealth.
As the wealth increased, people in different classes started to do their own thing, while the higher classes began to invest, the middle and lower classes started to spend as much as possible. The wealthy tended to save money that might have been put back into the economy if it were spread among the middle and lower classes. Middle class Americans had already stretched their debt capacity by purchasing automobiles and household appliances on installment plans.
Even when America's economy was at its best, its structure was weak. Banks didn't have any regulations. They controlled all the money, and citizens couldn't do anything about it. There were fundamental structural weaknesses in the American economy system. Banks operated without guarantees to their customers, creating a climate of panic when times got tough. Few regulations were placed on banks, and they lent money to those who speculated reckless in stocks. Not only that, but agriculture was becoming less important, which led to the number of farmers losing their jobs. Europeans bought fewer and fewer American products, making things worse.
When President Hoover came to power, America's economy was already crumbling. Even when he tried to fix it with his minimalist approach to government, the Great Depression was already approaching. 25% of all workers were completely out of work. People were starving, homeless, and hopeless. Soup and bread lines were created to help, and people tried to look for more work. Little did they know that the Great Depression would last for another 10 years.